The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
One of the worst things that can happen to any human being is pulling up to the drive-thru. You're starving. You get home to enjoy your meal, and it's the wrong food in the bag. No! Oh. Wednesday's here, halfway to the weekend. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Gosh.
Yeah, this actually happened to me and my friend Brian. We were getting some burgers and some dessert to go.
What kind of dessert?
Oh, just cheesecake. The lady who bagged it, I don't know why she bagged it in two separate things, but she put both the cheesecakes in one and both the burgers in one. So I took home two slices of cheesecake, and my friend Brian got all the burgers, dude.
She thought you were a couple. Right?
That's what it was.
What I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She thought we were partners? Well, I don't know. Even if you did think we were partners, why don't you just divide them up equally?
Because she's going to let y'all split your own thing. That's how they usually bag things. Dessert in one bag for the couple.
Because it's hot.
And burgers in the other. Oh, yeah. Home, you guys split it and figure it out.
Well, at jail, they get it all in one bag. All right, you get your bologna sandwich, your orange.
Maybe that's why she did. She thought you guys are jail buddies.
You know how many times we've gotten home and Automatic yells at me because he tells me, you're the checker. Okay, you got to check the food.
If I am the driver, you are the navigator / checker of the food.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
And sometimes I look, yeah, it's right. And then we get home and it's not right.
Oh.
He's screaming at me.
I don't scream. Come on. Well, maybe a little bit.
And then I call the fast food joint. This is the worst part. And they're like, well, you can come back. Well, I'm not going back. Well, you have a food credit. And then I forget where the food credit was.
Damn.
I completely forget.
The best part about this whole story, though, is Dana's the person that actually calls the restaurant complains. And then they ask for a food credit.
I was the person who just accepted my decision and ate both slices of cheesecake. That's what went down with me.
Fat it up. All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go ahead and kick this one off with everything you think is wrong. All right, so if you're having negative thoughts, not feed into those. Today is not the day to do so.
I think that's a good thing to remind people of, because I'll tell you one thing. Whatever's in your mental, whatever is in your mind will come to pass.
Mm.
So if you're constantly thinking bad thoughts, bad things happen. I know it sounds crazy, but it's real. It's
manifestation
true.
Is real.
It's totally real. Automatic. Yeah, that's a big word.
Power of the mind. And I promise this next thing is very real and true, and has been happening since 1953. It is World Contact Day.
Okay.
Now this day,
eye contact?
No, nah, like alien contact.
Oh.
This day was invented in 1953 by the International Flying Saucer Bureau, and it is meant to use telepathic messaging to reach outer space in hopes of contact with aliens.
So we use telepathic messaging right now. The government,
we're doing that. Yeah, they're doing that, and then also I remember last year they're starting to send them nudes. So you know.
Well, I remember that. That's a true story.
What?
We're sending them cartoon nudes.
Yeah, just like pixelated nudes.
Think about how they just think about Earth. Like, these people are so pendejos. Just pendejos, man. What are you doing?
Let's wrap it up on National True Confession Day.
Ooh. Oh, what's the last good confession you got? You know, dude, we get people calling us and pulling up to us, telling us all kinds of biz.
I actually ran into a woman who told me that she is recently divorced because her husband left her for the woman that they decided to have a menage with.
What?
Oh,
what?
Yeah, I said that right.
Why are we not talking about that and down in the DM?
Automatic. We should call her right now and get that down in the DM.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ali Abulabin is in jail right now, being accused of murdering his estranged wife and her friend as well. His name was Rayburn Cadenas Barron, and that's what we're going to talk about today. This is Crazy Crimes of Passion. Now, this man is in jail right now, currently. I want to give you a backstory, though. Ali Abulabin, he's known as Jin Kid on TikTok. He still has almost 1 million followers on there. His TikTok is still up because there's no violence or anything on that page. He became famous because he started to impersonate the Scarface character, Tony Montana. This is audio of Ali, not Al Pacino.
Antonio Montana. And you? What you call yourself?
He really did a great job. He was funny as well. He did a lot of comedic skits. And then he started to incorporate Anna, his wife, onto his page. And that became like an even bigger success. They look like the perfect couple. They're very beautiful young people. But just like the rest of us, what happens on the timeline is very different than what happens behind the scenes. So people close to Anna said he became violent. In fact, she called police on him just a few days before these murders took place. He had pushed her and shoved her. She had bruises and marks all over her body, according to police. She was set to get some type of restraining order against him that week after the whole incident took place on October 18th. She asked him to move out. 3 days later, Ali sneaked back into her apartment, trashed it, installed a listening app onto their five-year-old daughter's iPad.
Oh.
And then he heard Ana and her friend, Rayburn Cadenas Barron, giggling and talking, flew into a rage. Video surveillance caught Ali running into the high-rise, out of the elevator, into her apartment. Short while after that, he left. Barron was shot 3 times. His wife, Ana, was shot in the head. Both were pronounced dead by paramedics as soon as they arrived on the scene. So earlier, we played like an excerpt of the Fox interview that he did. Here's what he said to the reporter happened.
I'm the one who called the police. When I found them, my first instinct was to get my daughter for her safety, to drop her off at a safe location.
Half true, that's not exactly what happened. After he left, he called his mom and confessed to her what he'd done.
Oh.
Then she said, you need to call police. I believe she's the one that ended up calling authorities. He picked his daughter up from school.
Before the police picked him up.
Yeah. He was on the highway when cops pulled him over. He had his daughter in the back seat when all of this went down. So she had to witness her father being arrested. And then this five-year-old little girl has to know that it's possibly more than likely her father who killed her mother. This was just a normal couple. And I feel like this fame, this TikTok fame, went to his head because some of her family said that he started doing drugs. He wasn't just acting like Tony Montana.
He thought he was Tony Scarface. Montana.
Yeah, listen to this.
Pulls out like a full bag of cocaine, not like a little bag, a big bag. And we're like, what the hell? Are you trying to get us all in trouble? He goes, I'm Jin Kid. I could do whatever I want. Nobody can touch me. I'm Jin Kid, you know?
They were just a normal couple. And then with the Jin Kid TikTok, she said, hey, let's move. I got friends in San Diego. And here's what he told the reporter that life was like before all the fame.
We had the American dream. We have 2 cars. Our life is great.
I find that really hard to believe that just a move and his TikTok fame made him different. I think there were already underlying issues with this man. He sounds extremely jealous. Putting an app like that on your child's phone to listen?
That's
weird.
It is weird, and it's a very disturbed behavior. I think this guy had a pursuit of fame. People call it clout now.
Yeah.
But I think he wanted to be an actor. I feel like he did get lost in himself.
I think he kind of looks a little bit like Al Pacino, and he let his mind get wrapped up in the Scarface role, and I think he really thought he was Scarface.
Automatic, when I heard the Family Guy say something about the drugs and whatnot, I thought to myself, this guy got lost in a make-believe world. Yes, in a make-believe world. Well, now reality has set in because Abu Laban is charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder using handgun and committing multiple murders. He could face a death penalty if convicted, if prosecutors choose to pursue capital punishment. His trial is set for September. We'll follow this story closely. If you go to @DanaCortez on Instagram, you can see video of him. And it really does look like they're this perfect couple. You never know what's happening behind the scenes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you want to sound more confident? But more importantly, do you want to feel more confident? I have 4 phrases that you should add to your vocabulary, according to psychologists, that will do all of the above. I love this study. I can't wait to share it with you. It's time for In Case You Missed It. These are 3 stories that you might have missed on your timeline because it moves too fast. We find the biggest. We share them with you. DJ Automatic, I'm going last. You go first.
In case you missed it, consumer rage is higher than ever.
I did miss it, unfortunately.
Well, me neither. A new consumer rage study has found 74% of us had some kind of issue with a product or service over the last year. I know I have. That's 2/3 more than in 2021, and 63% of those people say they experience anger.
Automatic has consumer rage.
I do.
At the store, at the restaurant,
in the car.
And I said to him the other day, I said, you are going to give yourself an aneurysm. Slow down, because there's just certain things that are out of your control, or you can deal with them differently.
His rage is non-binary. It really is.
It's fluid.
The last time I got really like consumer rage, TBH, Uncrustables.
Oh,
what?
The price of
Anthony?
Uncrustables is just ridiculous now, dude. You only still want
to
get 4
of them.
$3
to 5?
Dude, yeah, it's something ridiculous. I don't buy them, but the lady that I hook up with, she gets them for her son, and it hasn't been as much in the refrigerator. So I'm like, hey, I walk by and I was like, this ain't right, y'all. Like, we got to fix this. Like,
why don't you pull up to her house with some more for her?
That's not my job, dude. We're not talking about. We're talking about just mechanics.
You're eating her children's snacks.
Okay.
I'm also eating so... there's a lot of grub going on, but we're getting away from the rage, Dana. You're getting away from the real problem.
Dude, I saw a real Karen rage the other day at the gas station. This lady walked into the gas station. I'm waiting in line, and she just goes, "I can't believe you guys. I can't believe you. What happened in an hour?" And everybody was like, "What?" And she's like, "The gas went up 40 cents. I can't believe you." And the guy's like, "I don't control it. I don't have anything." And I didn't even know it went up. And she's like, "Get it together." And I thought when I walked outside, I was going to see this woman get into like a beater car. So, and she got into her brand new Lexus.
But that's why she's got the brand new Lexus, because she knows how high gas has gotten. Yeah, and she looks for the cheapest place.
Like, low key, I'm kind of on her side in this story.
I'm like, hey, wait,
what you mean you don't control the thing, dog? You don't control the glass kicker? That's weird. All right. Well, speaking of stress and rage, in case you missed it, your favorite comfort foods might be causing more depression. All right.
No.
Now, people love to go and enjoy, maybe their favorite ice cream, maybe their favorite chocolate chip cookie, maybe some chips, something like that. But actually, the stimulants in the junk food could lead to more depression after the fact. Up to 80% of people surveyed by this research proven to be more depressed after they got done eating their food.
Sugar gives you that quick high, and then you just drive bad for you and everything you just talked about.
Yeah, I was going to say, every single one of those foods, I feel so bad about myself after eating them, but I enjoy them so much.
While you're doing it, you're like, so good.
Everything's a full circle moment, because I'm just thinking about how much I just raged over Uncrustables. And I'm like, oh, damn, it's doing it, dude.
But it's emotional and chemical when it comes to those kind of foods. So watch what you're eating.
Our bodies are physically addicted to these foods.
All right, so if you want to sound and feel more confident, because all of us got that little voice in the head of self-doubt. It makes you feel bad. You bring yourself down before you even meet somebody. How are you supposed to appear confident? Well, according to psychologists at CNBC.com, here's four things you need to add to the vocabulary. Number four, instead of saying, "Why is this happening to me?" what am I learning from this?
Okay.
I always say that. Take a lesson, okay? It's not a mistake. It's a lesson. Number three, I should do that. No. I will do that.
Okay.
I'm going to do that, okay? Number two, I can't do that. Stop saying that. What you need to say is, I can learn to do that. Because when you say you can't, well, you never will.
I'm just going to say three and two are pretty similar.
Still. Hey, it's a mindset here. And number one, instead of saying, I have to do that, no, I get to do that.
Three, you two, and one are similar.
No. But
I feel like I'm walking into like a chick's bathroom and she has these posted on her mirror.
Affirmations, people.
Yeah, that's what I feel like.
A lipstick on your wall. It's all about a state of mind, though. If you're constantly saying, I can't, oh my gosh, why is this happening to me, pobrecito? Well, then how are you going to move ahead when woe is me? You got to take control of the situation. I spoke at that women's empowerment seminar, and I had four college students come up to me. I was so proud, first of all, they were there to hear me speak, because they're young women about to go out into the business world. And one asked me, if you could tell your younger self anything, what would you change? What advice would you give her? And I said, I wouldn't change anything. There are no mistakes. Everything that's happened to me in my life, no matter how hard, no matter how sad, it's been a lesson. And I love where I am. I wouldn't want to change a thing.
Oh, right. There's got to be at least one.
Not one thing.
Chill out. I just like the story, Tupac. Hey, I just imagine you slowly exiting after you go, not a thing. Walking
nothing,
out like Corella DeVille.
Nothing. You want to be more confident? Follow me now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'll share the article with you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm going to talk about these movies. Think about Parent Trap. Think about Freaky Friday. Think about Mean Girls.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Someone who starred in all three of those movies is inside today's Daily Dirt. This is big news for Gen Z. And of course, we got more stories. It's Daily Dirt, the best gossip, brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, famous people's birthdays, and
we have Eva Longoria celebrating her birthday, Will.i.am, and Lil Dicky celebrating a birthday.
All right, so I'm going to start off talking about Tyga. He escorted his new girlfriend, Avril Lavigne, to the Juno Awards. That's in Canada, where Drake's from.
Baby.
But Avril's on stage giving out an award, and she's interrupted by a topless streaker. Here's how she handled it.
Was that supposed to be a protest? Like, what was the protest supposed to be about?
If there was something written on her, I couldn't read it. I was like, this is for PETA.
She just wanted to show off her...
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, now we're going to move on and talk about BET, because it is for sale. And Diddy, Byron Allen, and Tyler Perry are all trying to buy BET. These are three very, very rich men, wealthy men at this point. I think Tyler Perry might win. I don't know, though, because Automatic informed us earlier that Byron Allen, who owns the Weather Channel...
And many other things.
Maybe it'll be Diddy.
Dude, these are all millionaires. I don't know. I barely pay for my Netflix subscription. don't know what they're...
They try to beep by BET.
Yeah, dude.
We're trying to get free passwords.
Take that.
All right, and then finally, Lindsay Lohan is pregnant. Congratulations. Oh. The former star of movies like Parent Trap, Freaky Friday, Mean Girls, and more. She got married a few years ago, and now they're starting a family. And I couldn't be happier for her, because watching her as a child actor be the sole provider of her family since age 3.
She had a crazy childhood.
Oh, man. She had to take care of her family. They couldn't say no. She was wilding out, because what are they going to do? She's paying the bills.
I mean, she did make some decisions on her own to do some of the things that she's done, but I'm glad she's got her life together. She got married. She got some kids, and hopefully she's going to have some normalcy.
Imagine, Automatic, you made a lot of those decisions and you were poor. She had money.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
One of my favorite things to do is make a really good fruit salad.
Ooh.
Dole is coming with something I think I'm going to love in food news. It's time for Hottest Hashtags. All right, it's the Dana Cortez Show Wednesday. We're almost to the weekend. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Spicy Nugget.
This first hashtag I think is such an important development from this story. The parents of a Louisiana State University student, Maxwell Groover, who died in 2017 after an on-campus hazing event, they've been awarded $6.1 million by a jury in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Rightfully so.
Their son died the day after he took part in a Phi Delta Theta fraternity ritual.
Oh.
So they were getting all these guys to drink out of bottles of diesel. It's 190 proof liquor. And he was left alone and he began vomiting and he choked. His alcohol level was 0.495, nearly 7 times the legal limit. Matthew Nakeen, he's a former Louisiana State University student, actually was convicted of negligent homicide and was sentenced to 5 years in prison. So he ruined his life, his family's life, and the life of the young man who died.
All because he wanted to dominate some kid.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is some of the other members of this fraternity were testifying that they had told him a week before, you're going too far. He'd started shooting these candidates with pellet guns, and it was just craziness.
Unfortunately, it's part of human nature for boys to want to establish dominance over other boys. It's testosterone is what it is. But at the same time, you've got to have the wherewithal to know, like his friends did, hey, that's enough's enough, dude.
And somebody died. So his parents have dedicated all the money that they've raised to trying to end hazing on campuses, so I'm happy for them. All right, so now in food news, Dole is launching the Dole Whip frozen dessert that usually you can only find at Disneyland parks and resorts, and you can find it in your freezer aisle. Now, this you can only get at Disneyland parks. It is so freaking good.
Tell you how it tastes this weekend.
Yeah. Wait, what is it? Is it actually like pre-made fruit salad, or what?
It's like a whipped fruit. Cool, whippy.
It can't just be fruit salad because...
No, it's not fruit salad.
Yeah, because fruit salad tastes weird after it's been in the whipped cream for a while.
I like it like that.
I like my fruit salad a little soggy.
I like it fresh and crisp.
Well, this is actually just like a fruit sorbet-ish. It's like a ice cream.
It's like a fruit ice cream?
Yes, but better. Let me tell you, it's one of the biggest selling foods at Disneyland, which is why it'll be available in freezer soon. I can't wait. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Confession Day. Ooh.
Last big confession that I can remember that we got here was a woman who did cocaine with her minister at the strip club.
Do you remember that time that guy called me? That was a crazy story. But you remember the time that guy called me and he was like, hey man, stop talking about me on the radio and this and this and this. About, I won't say what it was.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, we weren't talking about you.
And then he figured out he was cheating on his wife.
And his girlfriend. And let's go to wrap it up on World Contact Day. And in 1953, we began sending telepathic messages into space in hopes of reaching the aliens. And since then, we've been trying to send telepathic messages to these aliens in space.
Every year, right?
Yeah, every year since 1953.
Is this because of Roswell?
No. Roswell actually happened in 1947.
This happened after Roswell.
Yes, dude.
It's because we had to send the homies some messages.
Well, it's because somebody got probed from that trailer.
Oh, hello.
Game over, man. Game over.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You got locked into the Dana Cortez Show. And behind the scenes, we were asking each other, is it a bad idea to ask about a person's ex on the first date?
What?
I don't think it is. I don't. And I'm going to explain why. All that's with me, two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And we just launched our new segment, which is very interesting, might I say. I'm a big fan of it. Crazy Crimes of Passion. It's the Dana Cortez twist to true crime stories that you may see on Dateline 2020, Hulu, whatever it may be. But we get them done in 5 minutes. And if you want to catch today's story, it's up on the Dana Cortez Show podcast, which is available on all digital streaming platforms. And it was about an influencer who made his fame doing Tony Montana impressions,
yeah,
which is cool. But him and his wife moved to San Diego. The love falls apart and they decide to go their own ways. He can't handle it. Ends up installing a spy app on their daughter's iPad. And when his ex has a guy over, he hears it on the iPad, goes over, and tragically kills them both.
Well, you're assuming that because he hasn't been convicted
yet. You're right. Okay, but that's the story, and that's the narrative that we went with today.
Yes.
Am I correct? Now I feel like I'm speaking on legal terms. I feel like I'm in First 48 right now, dude.
Yeah, we don't know.
I'm not trying to go full Tekashi right now, but that's just the scenario at hand. All right, that's the story.
That's what it looks like.
But I think it's okay to ask about a person's ex. And I'm not trying to victim blame. And we don't know the full scenario. But let's just say the new guy was over there for some romance with the old lady.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the process of getting a restraining order on her ex.
Yes.
The moment you tell me, hey, I'm still in the process of getting a restraining order, I'm going to tell you, you know what? We should probably wait a little bit till we hang out.
Or let's not hang out at your house.
Let's do one of the
other. How about we hang out somewhere that we can't be found?
Yes, that is the preferred method right there. And I think it's not bad to ask about the ex. I do think it's a red flag if the person you're on a date with brings up their ex constantly.
I see what you're saying because there might be some serious red flags if you ask and they say, yeah, I'm getting in the middle of getting a restraining order. But at the same time, if you bring it up and they don't, like, there's nothing weird, it could be a red flag on you.
Damn. Okay. All right. Well, I'll live with that. I'll be that.
You'll technically live with it.
That is right, my friend. So I think if it happens naturally, it's okay to ask. I think you'd rather be safe than sorry in that situation. And you never know how somebody's moving on a first date either.
No.
So don't be afraid to ask. Take it as a red flag or a stoplight. Red stoplight. You know, you just gotta be patient a little bit, all right?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.